Congress is beginning a busy post-election session. Lawmakers have weeks to prevent higher taxes and spending cuts due to take effect at the end of the year. Then there are hearings on the deaths of four Americans in Benghazi, Libya, and the scandal over the affair that ended the career of CIA Chief David Petraeus. Here's NPR's David Wellner.
During the Senate's first session since the election, Democratic Majority Leader Harry Reid declared Congress is but a vote away from solving the problem of tax cuts expiring at year's end.
We could avert the fiscal cliff for 98% of American families and 97% of small businesses today. The House must only consider the Senate-passed bill freezing tax rates for those making less than $250,000 a year.
No way, was Republican leader Mitch McConnell's response. Now, he said, is no time to let taxes go up, even for income above $250,000. He added it's President Obama's job to find a solution to the impasse.
The time for the president to lead is now, and that means offering a concrete plan that takes into account the fact that half the Congress opposes tax hikes, not because we're selfish, not because we're stubborn, but we know it is the wrong thing to do.
But should Democrats agree to curb spending on entitlements such as Social Security and Medicare, McConnell said Republicans are ready to find common ground on generating more revenue.
Not, as I said, because any of us actually thinks the government needs any more of it, but because Democrats from the president on down have said they're willing to punish everyone if they don't get it.
Meanwhile, senators got briefed behind closed doors on the attacks in Benghazi, Libya that claimed four American lives. Tennessee Republican Bob Corker hopes the hearings, beginning tomorrow, shed more light on the incident.
There was all this miscommunication, misleading, fog, I don't know what you want to call it, but I think that's the piece that still has people scratching their heads.
But it's the FBI's investigation of an extramarital affair between then-CIA Director David Petraeus and his biographer that's really prompted some head-scratching on Capitol Hill. Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins wants to know why it took so long for lawmakers to learn of the affair.
I am puzzled by much of what has occurred in the FBI investigation.
For House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, Petraeus' misbehavior appears a matter of personal indiscretion.
Why somebody would be personally indiscreet is their own problem. Why they would do it in emails is beyond my imagination. But in any event, the honorable thing was done. The general has resigned.
Despite that, calls are growing for Petraeus himself to testify before Congress. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.